How was that first game for a starting point? You talked about
it was first of all, it was great to get a win. And then when we went back and looked at the tape, you know, naturally when you first get the win, you're excited, you enjoy it. I've learned a long time ago that no matter what happens on that field, you walk out of the stadium with a win. That's first and foremost. So we were excited about that. Then when you put the tape on, you saw how much work we have left to do. It was a great effort, a great performance by the defense. Plan going in was to take care of the running game, which is really what they're built off of. And I thought the guys did a great job of executing the plan. Now, within that were lots of mistakes and technique errors and things that we need to work on and must improve on.
What did you like from the run defense? I mean, that's a kid who ran for almost 1,700 yards last year.
Yeah, that's an outstanding offense. And both the run and the play action passing game is really who they're, you know, what they're built on. And the guys, the outside backers, did a great job of setting the edges and keeping the ball from getting outside, and the inside defensive linemen and backers and safeties really were pretty gap sound, and that was what our emphasis was going in, and the guys executed, and good results happened.
Now, Washington acknowledged that there were looks that they didn't see in the preseason. Now that there's film on this defense, what do you need to do to kind of stay a step ahead there?
Well, the system is built. The defensive staff and we've built the system to where hopefully it can handle the issues of the week. And every offense that you face has a different dynamic to it. I mean, this offense we're facing this week is so much different than Washington's. So you've got to, within your scheme and the techniques that you've used, build it around what you're trying to stop and what they do the best. And that's really what every offensive and defensive coordinator is attempting to do, is stop what they do the best and what that offense or defense is built off of.
And what are the issues?
Well, they've got a great passing attack and running game. I mean, they've got Gates, a perennial Pro Bowler. Rivers has been in and out of the Pro Bowl. They've got a new system. It's a great passing attack. They've got a very solid run game. It's week one. There's not a whole lot of tape on them either. So we, you know, looked at the preseason tape of what they're trying to be. They've got McCoy and Wisenhunt, a couple guys that have coordinated. So you got to kind of get their personality down. And they came out the other night and were on fire early and sputtered a little bit late, but it's a top offense.
Billy, one of the things that we've been watching for a couple of years now is tight ends running untouched against Eagles defenses. You held Davis to only two catches, I believe, and you're hitting the tight end. You going to continue to do that?
Well, the nature of the 3-4 defense in general helps you in getting that accomplished. I think each week, again, it goes back to who you're trying to, you know, what elements are really are you trying to stop of what they're doing? But it is an element of a 3-4 defense that you do get. The tight ends have a little bit tougher time releasing into the routes when you employ the 3-4.
It didn't seem at all that you were surprised by Trent Cole's performance. You have felt from the beginning that he would adapt well to that role.
I think the number one factor in Trent Cole having the performance that he had was the attitude that he took when we asked him to change to an outside backer and do something he's never done before. And his attitude and the way he attacked the challenge is why I believe he played like that. Now, Trent Cole, I don't think he's ever played a game where he hasn't gone 100% on every snap. And that's part of the reason he's so productive. But I really believe that the attitude that he attacked this thing with is why he had success the other night, and I believe he'll continue to have it because of the way he works at it every day.
You blitzed your corners out of the slot a few times. Boys gave him a carry one time when he was lying. What kind of flexibility do they have to go? Is that something that they got to see before, or is that kind of determined pre-snap?
The scheme is built to where any member of the defense can be blitzing at any given time. We have blitzes for every position: corners, safeties, nickels, dimes, Mike backers. Anybody can be a blitzer, either through an active call or a check. So through the system and through the week, depending on what formations we're getting and what protection, there's so many things that go into it. But anybody can be a blitzer at any time.
And what went into the decision with Curry to activate the other guys over?
It was a team effort. Now, we had to go in stopping the run, and special teams played in, and who we were facing, the offense we were facing. So Vinny was the odd man out this week.
How much did you say, just what you said, that special teams went into it? So was it sort of like, yeah, we've heard a lot about versatility with you guys,
yeah,
being able to do multiple things and especially contribute on special teams? Is lack of that ability part of it?
I wouldn't say lack of. I would say, and again, I don't have all the special teams info. I would just say that probably somebody had, again, the special teams has a game plan that they have to stop. So all of us collectively pick and choose who are going to help us stop, effectively execute that game plan of the day, and special teams, offense and defense all factor in, and you're only allowed so many up, so that decision is really an organizational decision.
So he's not one of your special teams guys. How hard is it then for him to just get on the...
Well, we tell all the players from the beginning, the special teams is really what gets you active more than anything if you're in a backup role. And I think all players know that and understand it, and that's why it's such a vital part. I mean, those snaps are just as equally important as any offense or defensive snap. It's a play in the game that can affect the outcome, and we take it very seriously.
Kerry Williams was obviously, you expected a lot out of him. His performance in that first game, was that even better than anticipated?
That's the Kerry Williams we're hoping for, and really we see when you watch him day in and day out, and you're around Kerry, and he's a fiery competitor. And one of the things that jumped out to me in our Saturday practice, where we have just a complete walkthrough, Kerry was so focused and intense, his footwork, his eyes, his hand placement. In a walkthrough, you could just feel that Kerry was really amping up for this game and taking care of the details and the little things. And it was a great leadership role that he took that others follow. And then it showed on Sunday. He played the way he practiced, and he competes every down in practice like he did every down in that game, and he was rewarded for it.
How much is the of Bradley Fletcher playing in this game coming up, and what's the plan if he can't?
Well, I think it's day-to-day, and luckily we get Brandon Hughes back. So, you know, we've got to see where Brandon is, and we've got to see where Fletch is. And it's daily that element will change. We will prepare and practice for all plans that have to if Bradley doesn't play. Right now we hope he is, but, you know, whatever.
Boy can go to the outside then if Bradley can't play.
We'll practice it a couple different ways, but that would be our first move probably.
Yeah. How much did the early lead there allow you to kind of call more blitzes later in the game? It seemed like you were dialing up a lot of those, especially in the second half.
Well, what I was trying to do was keep them off balance, and I keep coming back to that. Is I think the best defenses are the ones that keep an offense's rhythm and guessing. They're protecting more. There's a couple times early in the game they were keeping seven in to protect. And when they do that, you'd rather fall back and have the numbers better in your coverage than when they have numbers in protection, if that makes sense. So it was really what they were presenting and giving us at the time, and we were keeping them, really trying to keep the rhythm of that offense off balance.
When the offense is such a high-speed offense, when they're off the field quickly, like there were a few series in a row in the second half, you guys are out there very quickly. How do you handle that? How do you deal with it as far as substituting more, maybe, or you know, what can you do to get your guys ready when they're out there so much?
First of all, everybody that was active for us played, and I think that's part of it. If you're up and that's your pads on in this system, you're going to play. And I think from the beginning, and I've said this a couple times, when we first got together, the very first meeting defensively, we talked about being a no-huddle team, not a no-huddle offense. And the mentality that we take out there is we expect that it could be three and out or three and in very quickly. And if you go into it with the right attitude and you prepare yourself in practice and be in the kind of conditioned, extra conditioning through the practice and what we do extra, I think is that how you prepare to be a no-huddle team, not just offense. And that's why defense has got to be in great shape also.
Bill, understanding what you had said about special teams being very important, for you as a coordinator to not have a guy who looked in the preseason as one of your best pass rushers, how does that, A, change your game plan, and, B, is that difficult to not have that kind of presence? That
it's no different than any kind of an injury that may happen in the first quarter. I think you go in with a practice plan. We don't know the DX until really late. You know, we get there about the day before. We start kind of putting that together depending on injuries and who's back. Like, for instance, this week we don't know if Fletch is up or down. So you go in there with a contingency plan on everything. But if a guy is DX, it's no different than him being injured early in the game, and you've got to go ahead and adjust. And really, the defense is set up to where we can play to people's strengths or not strengths if we have them or don't.
John Prater a factor at corner? How quickly can he learn the defense?
Well, he's all the guys that we just picked up are doing a great job studying and getting it. But in the practice field, every practice is like gold to those guys, and we can see how far along they are in learning of the system because, you know, they're way behind everybody. But as soon as the system is picked up well and we see what we have, then he can be part of it.
Does Michael Kendrick have a leeway to call his own blitz depending on what he sees across the line of scrimmage?
Absolutely. Michael doesn't know. We do have within the package different variations of pressures and who goes and who doesn't, but they're a strict set of rules built each week by formation. And that's just one or two pressures. Other pressures, he's the only guy that's going. Other pressures, he's not allowed to go. So we do that and dictate it off protections that we think are getting or during the game present themselves to us. So it's an ever-moving target. But Michael is one of our – Michael, you saw the other night, the burst he has and his pressures and his knack for it is very exciting.
Play against the team's top receiver regardless where that receiver lines up?
It'll be game plan to game plan. You know, we practice our corners right and left. They can play either way, so we have the ability from day one. We told them you're not a right or left corner. You are every day. Matter of fact, we switch them out here in practice so they get a comfort zone on either one. So at any time during a game, if I felt I wanted to match them, I could. Or going into a game plan, we could match them against the best.
Did you use the wrong wolf as much as you had hoped to during the game?
Nate is our starter, and Earl will play, and every game takes on a little bit different flavor. And that game, the way it was going early, where there weren't many reps, and we were in a pretty good rhythm, he didn't get as many as I thought maybe going in, but he got what we felt he needed in that game. And we'll bring him along as we go and grow him as we go. Those bright lights of Monday Night Football, we wanted to check and see how, you know, all the young guys are responding, and it's a little bit different feel. We've got a lot of football left, and hopefully Earl gets a lot of